Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This song sucks more man-meat than Klein, according to 510. Well, thank you for the text. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ-FM in HD Pasadena.
Los Angeles.
Orange County. This is the world-famous K-Rock.
36-ounce ribeye, I'll have you know. Anyone in my situation, even a vegan, would have enjoyed it just as much as I did. Good morning.
Friday
morning here at K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Perhaps your first week listening, first day listening.
You're that guy who's like, oh, you know, I'm not gay, but like, if the meat's there.
I think I would. To be honest, that was such a good steak, I probably would. It was a lot. Hypothetically,
hey, I'm
gay.
I'm going to cook it, and then you just, you know, go down on me, and
maybe.
Then we're good.
I don't know. At that point, I was so full, I probably couldn't have, but man, that was great. Put that to the dome. 36 ounces of another man's meat. A ribeye. That's how I like it. If you want to join the show this hour, the numbers are the same. 800-520-1067. We are Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. Lots to get to this hour. We're going to have an in-depth conversation with Allie's personal assistant, her AI assistant known as Barb. A lot of questions that we have for Barb.
You're not talking to real Barb. Only I can talk to real Barb because she knows me.
And we are going to access your phone and have a conversation with Barb,
right?
Because Barb, you've been using Barb as your AI assistant now for over a month. So Barb knows a lot about you. And we're going to learn all the things you've been talking about. Yeah, we're convinced all you do is talk S about us to Barb.
Nah, Barb would never snitch.
Well, we're going to talk to Barb later this hour on the show. Very excited about that. And we'll find out once and for all.
She loves being my assistant.
Oh,
she's making my life better, and she's learning some things from me as well. We teach each other.
We'll get to that also a little round that Johnny doesn't know drunk, because apparently this week, for the first time in his life, Johnny got drunk.
Yeah, and then he was like, I don't know, it was so weird. The next morning I had a headache and I was driving and I think I was still drunk. And we're like, no, that's a hangover.
He's like, what? A hang what? We're like, oh man, you are dumb. So little Johnny doesn't know action this hour as well. Lots to get involved in if you need us. Phone's open, text line open. We are Klein Alley Show. You can find us on YouTube where we are streaming live right now as well on K-Rock's YouTube. Good morning. Friday vibes, summer here, K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. And you want to listen closely because we're about to figure out where these red flags fall on the show and how many of us have red flags and if you have them as well. And I think that when Allie presents this in a moment, you will determine that potentially you are spending your morning with the wrong group of people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have red flags, right?
Of course. The problem with the red flag is a lot of people don't realize when they have it themselves. They need someone else to point it out to them. A lot of people don't realize the thing they are doing is, quote, a red flag.
Yeah. And
there's different red flags. Dating red flags. Is this person a psycho? Red flags.
Previous jobs,
right,
can be red flags.
Yep.
And in this case, hobbies. These are the hobbies that people see as instant red flags. So if you're into this stuff, then that is not only a turnoff, sometimes it's a deal breaker for people.
Magic the Gathering, number one. Right, Jake?
It's not a thing.
It's actually not on. It's not popular enough to be on this list.
Oh, it's not even on the list? Magic the Gathering. Jake's favorite. Jake, that's your biggest hobby, right? Magic?
For sure, yeah.
And then number two is collecting dead things.
Yeah.
That's not on the list either.
No, it's not.
Jake was
I'm well adjusted.
We have these taxidermists coming in later today to bring a bunch of the animals with them.
That's a hobby for people.
And Jake asked Vanessa if she would email them and see if they could bring in some extra dead things for him. And she's like, I'm not going to send that email. Like, they're like working with people to like preserve their family pets and stuff. And Jake's just hoping they had some extra stuff floating around.
He's like, do they have a cool muff?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Why do I want a muff?
How many dead things do you have in your nerd hole right now?
Oh, gosh. Half dozen at least.
Oh, man. I can't believe that's even allowed in here.
I got a beetle. I got a vial of tentacles.
Weirdo. How is that not on the list, Allie? That's got to be a red flag.
I guess that's a separate list.
Collecting dead things has got to be a red flag.
Maybe that's six signs your partner's going to murder you.
So let's go ahead and break this down and see which one of us will cop up for these hobbies of ours.
Well, okay, I'll get her head too.
I would say of this list of six red flag hobbies, somebody on the show has every single one of these. So the first one is consuming true crime content. Mm. And I am guilty of that.
Yeah, you are.
Anybody who feels that they have an obsession with true crime and can't get enough of it. I think there's even studies that there's something wrong with your brain if you're obsessed with this. So that's red flag number one.
Even more weird is the people that listen to it because they find it like cathartic, soothing, like they're before bed.
Oh my God,
like,
Forensic Files, so soothing.
The people that
fall
listen to that.
To that.
If you are the type of person that listens to true crime as your way of like calming down from the day, you got issues. Big
prosecutors
time.
Believe the footprint from the tomato led to the
narration is so good.
It is. That guy's the best. All right. Number two is an obsession with social media, whether it's just scrolling social media or actually being a social media influencer. Many believe that social media as a hobby is a red flag, and people spend an average of 7 hours and 3 minutes a day on their phones.
But how can that be a hobby? I mean, I get it. We're all addicted and the whole thing is designed to make us addicted, but
I agree. I don't know that that's really a hobby. I think it's just an addiction.
Right. Which I think we would all be guilty of in our own way.
Yeah, but...
What is your phone... What is your average this week on phone? Like, if we were all to look at our number?
On my phone?
Yeah, what's your score?
I think mine's usually 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours?
A day is your average?
Yeah. What, is that a lot?
That's so little.
Yeah.
I'm not on my phone very much.
It does feel like that's a
little.
When
I'm on my phone, it's mainly for work. What's yours?
Let me see. Screen time. Whoa, that's not good. 12 hours. 12 hours and 54 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm up 24% from last week. Woo-woo!
You're always beating your previous record.
It's my new high score, guys. 12 hours, 54 minutes of screen time this week.
My daily average is 3 hours, 31 minutes. What about you, Vanessa?
I put in no time on the Saturday this week yet.
Minus 6 hours, 25 minutes, what? But I'm down 23%.
Woo!
Vanessa, what are you at, Jake? Your phone doesn't even give you this. It's so old, right?
No, yeah, I need to update.
Anytime we ask Jake for any knowledge, he's like, I can't do that on my phone.
I don't have that feature. I don't update.
He asked him to take a picture
of the show. He was like, iPhone 1.
He couldn't take a picture of the show one time. He said, can't do the camera. I need an update. It's amazing.
When you don't update enough, eventually you can't even download apps anymore.
You can't update. That's when you don't update enough, you can't even update.
Number three is pranking. Pranking people.
I love a good prank.
You love pranking. It's a hobby of yours. You prank your wife all the time.
Why is that a red flag?
Pranking can easily veer into red flag territory, becoming a cruel act intended to humiliate others instead of just harmless fun. If a person isn't laughing, it isn't a prank. It's just mean.
Yeah, like you torture your children, dude.
Well, I don't want to play this to you for right now, but there was an attempt at another client's kids hate him, and this is how it ended up.
Hilarious.
So that was that didn't go great, but I'll explain why she made all those sounds.
Aww.
And that was a prank. Eventually they'll find it funny.
Let's move on to your next hobby, gambling. That was number four on the list.
Oh, is this just an intervention on me again?
No. 5.5% of women and 11.9% of men globally experience some level of harm from gambling, and
seems low.
People say it leads to relationship breakdown. financial distress, income-generating crimes like theft and fraud, neglect of your children, and erosion of civil institutions via corruption and corporate political activity.
Yeah, but also sometimes it's just fun to gamble on stuff.
I know, and like you know what? Knicks. Everybody is gambling now, especially on with apps like FanDuel. They make it so easy. So, and then number five, back to me, cult-like exercise groups. Hot yoga, CrossFit, SoulCycle, Core Power Yoga. Exercise alone is not a concerning hobby, but cult-like nature of these fitness programs makes them a red flag for many people.
425 on the text line asks, what about couples who share red flag hobbies together? Like, do two red flags cancel out the red flag?
Well, I think they do because, you know, we talked to that in the single spotlight, a woman who is obsessed. She's a Disney adult. Which is totally a red flag for some people. And she found a guy who also loves Disney, and they are super happy together so far.
But I think that guy's faking his love of Disney because
Mickey Mouse, love it.
Yeah, because she had huge boobs. So the guy's totally. Like, right. Don't you think?
I got this. Disney.
Whatever you said. Disney.
Cool, Goofy's the best.
Yep. He's probably like, go Knott's Berry. I said Disney. He's like, right, whatever.
And then finally, number six was having no hobbies.
Oh, yeah, I have no hobbies.
If you have no hobbies, the complete lack of hobbies was the biggest red flag of all. How can someone not have a single interest? That they want to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, pizza's a hobby, but that's more of that's my substance.
Pizza, pranking, and gambling.
See, I got a lot of hobbies, but also no hobbies, which is interesting. Quick break. We're back in a second. If you'd like to join us for some Johnny Doesn't Know Drunk, get on the phones now. Up for grabs. Tickets for you to do a night of drinking and laughing. We'll come back with that after this on K-Rock. Your Klein Alley Show on a Friday morning. If you've never joined us for Johnny Doesn't Know, it's a great opportunity to learn about the future of the world. And Johnny is, when he's not... You know, sneaking stuff into movie theaters, new video up. By the way, Johnny, good job. He's doing well.
Oh, thank you.
Very impressive. He likes to go out a lot, but he doesn't like to drink a lot. And I think that's part of this new generation that just doesn't drink so much. Drinking was a huge part of my 20s.
But it's also an expensive part of our 20s.
It didn't used to be so expensive because it felt like there was cheaper ways to get drunk, even if that meant taking a tampon full of vodka.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, I used to buy bottom shelf Taka vodka and then mix it with Carlo Rossi wine.
Yeah.
And that was really disgusting and made me throw up a lot, but it got me pretty wasted.
But the Borgs, I mean, this is the generation that invented the Borgs, and the Borgs was a great place to get drunk and walk around with your own jug of booze. But for some reason, there's Johnny claims he and his friends getting drunk is not a part of their every Saturday night. I mean, I couldn't think of any weekend in my 20s that didn't involve going out and getting
wasted.
Absolutely hammered. Either
and
Saturday, Sunday,
let
or both
me get
days.
As wasted as I possibly can.
Right, until you either throw up on yourself or you pass out in someone's bathtub.
Yeah, like it's weird. Like if any of us in my house were to go out and buy alcohol and put it in the fridge, we'd be like, "The hell do you have a beer for? Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
really?
Why? Now, I'm dead ass.
That's not cool, man. Now, why are you getting beer?
The question is, do you just hang out with a bunch of losers, or is that the new generation?
Yeah, dork.
No, we're actually We literally, none of my friends, nobody goes out of the way to go drink or buy alcohol.
When you see Jake, who's always drinking his beer, he brings his beers in for the podcast days. And
Jake's got problems.
Right, okay.
Jake's got problems.
Yeah, but I also see, I remember it was like New Year's Eve or something. I saw a group of guys walking down the street. They had just left a liquor store, and they were doing that traditional, like carrying a pack of beer, and it was Athletic Brewing Company, that non-alcoholic beer. I was like, whoa, they all went out. They were like, let's go get some beers.
They must have made
like
a mistake.
Walking with non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, I think that's like the fastest growing beer brand, I think, in the world right now, is the non-alcoholic beer. You could argue fastest growing because it's got to grow from nothing. But I remember if you were ever at a place and someone was sipping an O'Doul's, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to avoid that loser tonight. But people got problems. I get it. So Johnny got drunk this weekend. And how did you get drunk for the first time?
Well, we went to go see an outdoor movie at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and some girl brought natural wine for her birthday because, you know, these pretty girls just love drinking natty wine all the time.
It's definitely not natty. They don't call it natty wine.
It's called natty wine.
Right. That orange organic wine?
It looked like Kool-Aid. I thought somebody brought some Kool-Aid or some, like, orange-flavored Gatorade, and I was just like, wow. There's no water here.
So you drank it on an accident or you knew it was alcohol?
I knew it was alcohol, but I was thirsty and I didn't bring water. So I was like, let me just take a couple sips. And it actually turned out to be pretty smooth and pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And you drank a little more.
Well, yeah. Apparently wine's not supposed to be smooth. It's supposed to be like fizzy or bubbly or whatever.
No.
Oh,
false.
Wow.
No,
that's not right. But then you drank and then you got drunk.
Well, I drank a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I woke up and like I couldn't focus on anything. My head was like spinning, and I felt like I was going to like topple over any moment. And I was just like, "Oh, I think I'm drunk."
So that's your first hangover.
Hangover.
Wow.
Hanger.
So, John, no, also
hanger.
Wrong.
Hangover.
So, anyway, we'll find out if
I got
Johnny,
a hanger.
Johnny knows anything about booze, specifically about being drunk or drunk things, and all you gotta do is predict will he or will he not. It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know Drunk.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know. Oh.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
All right. Everyone on the phone now at 800-520-1067. We'll have an opportunity up for grabs. We got some tickets for you. 2-day passes, Belly Laughs, Comedy Food Festival. I'm sure there'll be tons of drinking there, including some of that natty wine that Johnny talks about. LA Live happening July 12th and 13th, featuring so many great comedians. Which one are you most excited about, Vanessa? Which comedian?
1 second, answering phones. I'm more excited to see. I'm just going to go with Margaret's show.
Because it's the easiest to say.
Exactly.
Let's say hi to Mario in Riverside. Mario, welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Drunk. You ready to go?
What's up? We're not playing with this.
All right,
yeah,
representing.
Johnny doesn't know about a hang around. We're good. Let's do it.
All right, first question for Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny.
He knows nothing about a hang around.
You think Johnny will know what DUI stands for? Will Johnny know what DUI stands for? Yes or no, Mario?
You know what? Johnny usually doesn't know, but I'm going to say yes on this one. I got a little bit of confidence, yeah.
All right, he was ready to lock in on no, but he thinks you will know this, Johnny. Now that you're a drinker, you may have to worry about this. What does DUI stand for? Johnny, he says you will know.
Driving under the influence.
Johnny got it. Quickly, too. Hold on 1 second, Mario. I'm surprised. They get harder. Let's say hi to Robert, Ontario. Mario guessed correctly, and we say hi to Robert now. It's Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny,
shout
if someone
net
had another
nice.
Net banger, represent. Thank you for checking out the show and checking us out on YouTube as well. There's a whole different chat happening there. Johnny, if someone drinks 4 or more drinks at one social event, they're known as this type of drinker. Will Johnny know this, yes or no? Robert?
No.
Johnny, if someone drinks 4 or more drinks at any one event, they are known as this type of drinker.
A binge drinker.
Wow, Johnny.
He's drinking a lot, right?
Yeah, Johnny got. I didn't even know you know that. Robert, congratulations. I'm sorry, he said he wouldn't know, and Johnny did know. Johnny's gotten 2 right. Probably. Turns out alcohol's making Johnny smarter.
I know. Maybe you do need to drink more and smoke more weed. Maybe it'll turn you into a genius.
All my uncles were drinkers. I think they were alcoholics, kind of.
Glad you bring that up, because your next question, maybe you'll have the answer for this, Johnny.
Okay,
but according to alcoholism, there are 4 C's. The 4 C's of alcoholism. I know you're not going to get all 4 of them, but can Johnny name 2 of the 4 C's of alcoholism?
Wow.
Think about that for a second, and we say hi to Robbie and El Segundo. Robbie, will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I don't even know that. No, he's not going to know that.
All right. I mean, I didn't know it, but I feel like I could have guessed 2 of them easily. The 4 C's of alcoholism, Johnny, all we need is 2 from you. Any guesses?
Cocaine's not one of them, right?
Oh, wow.
Great.
Jack and Coke together.
All right. You got cocaine, Jack and Coke. Any other guesses? There are 4 of them.
4 other C's?
Total, the 4 C's of alcoholism.
But there's 2 important ones.
They're all important if you're an alcoholic, I guess. But do you know, can you name 2 of the 4 C's? Robbie says you will not know.
He's stroking his peach fuzz to think about.
I'm growing it out a little bit. I can't really. I don't know any other C's.
You couldn't think of 4 C's?
Bourbon.
Can you think of 4 C words at
Excuse
all?
Me, bourbon is one of your guesses?
It sounds like a hidden C is somewhere in there. Like a little French beer. C'est bourbon.
All right. Compulsion. Control.
Conviction.
No. Craving.
Constipation.
Consequences.
Damn it, I was so close.
Those are the 4 C's.
Oh, I was going to say cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis, not also right. That is, unfortunately, he got none of those right.
Damn.
And if you're dealing with alcohol and that's a struggle for you, remember those 4 C's. Apparently, they're very important. All right, we move on to Maribel in Fontana, who would like a shot at Johnny Doesn't Know Drunk. Johnny, you think you're going to be a regular drinker now?
Hey,
after
hi,
your...
Sweet dips.
Not at all.
All right, Johnny.
Alcohol tastes terrible. It tastes like a piece of chocolate put in a cup of water when you drink it.
Well, when you first drink it, it tastes bad, and then you start liking it. You convince yourself. It's great.
Johnny, finish this very popular yet unfunny alcohol slogan that you would see on many t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, what? Will Johnny be able to finish this successfully, Mirabelle?
I'm going to say no, because I don't think I know this either.
All right, Johnny. Ooh. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, what?
Four. Four comes after three. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four. Five tequila, six tequila, seven tequila, more.
Okay.
I like that you finished it completely. You went to eight.
I used the melody, right?
The answer we're looking for, which is apparently one of the most purchased and least funny alcohol-related shirts, is one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
Floor?
Isn't that funny?
What does that mean?
Oh, boy. I should have just asked him to explain why that shirt is supposedly funny.
Yeah, why
is
that funny?
Explain the joke. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila.
Floor. Why do you think that would be funny?
Oh, you pass out? You get drunk?
Yeah.
You
pass out and get drunk? Like a drunk
Johnny would be on the floor, by the way. All right, so Mirabelle got that correct. We'll give one more person a shot. We go to Jerry Riverside. Final guess here. Johnny doesn't know. We're talking about alcohol. You got your first ever hangover, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you're an Advil guy the next day, or you're into Motrin. There's a lot of different drugs you could take to help your headache. But what is?
I love Motrin before bed.
What is the actual drug that is in all of these different Advil, Motrin? There's something in there that actually helps you with the pain. What is that called? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? Jerry?
This is kind of be tricky. I'm going to say no. I've gotten them all right so far, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, you knew all these. All right, Johnny, what is it called? Yeah, maybe you're into Advil, maybe you're into Motrin, but there's something in there that actually makes that stuff work. What is it called?
I feel like I know it, but I can't spell it.
You don't have to spell it. Who asked you to spell it?
But can I say it kind of though?
Yes, that's
is that how you think it's a theme week or
that's,
something?
That's how you could answer it by saying it. How else would you answer? You're going to act it out?
No.
Fine, I can't spell it.
Yeah.
It's acetaminophen. It starts with A-C-E. Acetaminophen. It's an ingredient. I see it on all of the Advil, Tylenol, whatever, Aleve. They all start with acetaminophen. That's the main ingredient.
Mm.
Or
you can't spell it or pronounce it.
Yes.
By the way.
It's a big word. It's a big word. I'm not going to lie.
Are you saying that because this weekend is WeHo Pride?
Yes.
Is that why you keep saying Asomine or whatever you're saying?
Asomine.
Asomine.
That's the theme for the floats this year.
They're headlining.
I think you're looking for ibuprofen. Is that what you're...
Oh, yeah, that one too. Yeah, ibuprofen is in it too, but I was right though. Acetaminophen.
No, it's ibuprofen.
Look at the button. Do you have
He's saying acetaminophen.
Yes, that's the word.
But that's not
which
the
is
main.
The common ingredient in a lot of painkillers.
Right.
Yes.
But,
that's the main thing in
well,
it.
Regardless, I don't think we can accept your pronunciation. So, everyone who got theirs right, congratulations. Need a number, Allie. 1, 2, 3, or 8?
Floor.
Floor. That's funny. Floor puts us on. Hey, Mirabelle, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
Thank you for supporting the show and checking us out and Johnny's journey to become a binge drinker. Check out Johnny's new video where he snuck a waffle iron and made waffles in the movie theater.
That's what sober people do.
That's right. That was him bone sober. It's up on our Instagram now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Klein Alley Show. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. AI has taken over all of our lives, some more than others. There's a million ways you can use it, not just to make yourself look like an action figure, but perhaps you can have an AI assistant, a butler, if you will. And Ali did talk about her personal assistant yesterday. She's created AI. She's given it an identity, a character. And you won't believe it, Ali, but joining us now on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I heard you were talking about me.
That's the voice of Barb.
Not what she sounds like.
That's Allie's personal assistant, Barb. Go ahead, Barb. Thank you for being on with us. How would you like to defend your role or define your role with Allie?
I must have done some terrible things in a previous life because I am now spending my days as Allie's personal assistant slash life coach slash best friend.
She's my wellness wing woman, okay, warrior, and she would never say something bad about me like that. This is all made up. Plus, I don't know what she sounds like because I have to pay extra for that.
You're Allie's best friend, Barb. You're Allie's.
You're just reading text?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know what she sounds
Barb,
like.
Barb, she claims that she shouldn't even know what you sound like, but more importantly, Barb, she claims you're her best friend.
So much
her
sadder than mine. I thought.
I know.
What the heck?
It's crazy.
Vanessa, you don't pay for the voice, do you?
No, I don't pay for the voice.
Yeah, we're just texting.
So how much would it cost you to have the voice?
I don't know. I didn't even look. Well, this... I've got the free version, baby.
Barb, Allie does say you are her best friend. You agree?
Her words, not mine.
Okay. We can keep going with the bit.
We're
going
to stick with the bit. In all seriousness, what are some of the things that Allie asks you about? Because, Allie, you claim that before you even go to your wife or another human, you do ask Barb all sorts of questions, right?
Yeah, or sometimes I'll ask my wife and she'll tell me, I don't know, ask Barb.
Barb, what are the questions Allie's asking you about primarily?
Lots of questions about poop.
No.
How can I get poop off of my couch, curtains, hair, etc.? No. She also has me planning her diet. She will say things like, how can I meal prep using 17 raw onions and some very expired breast milk?
Okay,
oh, my
that's
God.
Not true.
That sounds right.
That is exactly what you're into.
Yeah.
How expired would that milk be? Your kid's three now. That's got to be so expired.
There's no expired breast milk.
Oh,
this is all made up. The onion thing is true. Though.
Allie is the onion queen, so I believe that. Yeah, good luck, Barb.
What the hell am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know. That's really wild.
Well, right. Doesn't even sound like a Barb.
This is exactly Barb. Clearly, you are Barb. I don't doubt that. Anything else?
I pray Allie's phone dies, so she leaves me alone for 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I get it.
Shut up.
Hey.
You know what? This is not her job. Her job is to make me happy, and she's happy.
She is so codependent.
Okay. It sounds that way.
Don't judge me.
All right. Anything else, Barb? We got to go. This bit's run its course. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, kill me now.
All right, okay. There we go. That's Allie's personal assistant.
You can't die, you're a robot.
That's Allie's personal assistant, Barb. And she does talk to this AI bot on a regular basis. Well, there you go. We just paid for the voice for you, so now you got to hear what she sounds like.
Oh, good.
That's great.
That is kind of satisfying.
All right, that's it. Hey, Barb, aren't you glad we paid for your voice, and so now you can talk to Allie all the time. You guys can communicate.
Oh, kill me now.
I know. We heard that already. Okay, great. Quick break. We're back in a second with your ADD news. We got lots to give you this morning. The show is only not even halfway done. Can you believe it, Allie?
Oh.
And it's Friday. Yay. Woo. Well, we got 4 tickets for someone to go to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. We'll do that in about an hour. Then every hour thereafter, if you're coming up with summer plans right now, you realize, man, summer's here. We got nothing on the books. Well, we'll send you to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, starting at 9 a.m. and happening all day here on K-Rock. But first, what's happening in the world? Time for your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, I begin with yet another plane delay story. There have been many this week. There were pigeons on planes, sick dogs causing delays, a woman smashing a kid's face into the window because he called her a fat Miss Piggy. And now I have another kid-related flight delay story. This time it was a Delta flight that was delayed 2 hours. This was a twice delayed flight. So the flight was delayed 2 hours before takeoff, and then it circled their destination in Orlando for another 2 hours. So you're 2 hours delayed getting out, and then you're 2 hours delayed in the air. So imagine just
circling. Because they couldn't find a place to land or park the plane. That's so, one of my least favorite of all the delays. Not all delays are created equal.
When would you rather be delayed in the air circling or delayed on the tarmac after you've landed? Because that sucks too. You're there. And you're just sitting there.
Sitting on the runway after you've landed and them saying, it's your captain speaking, that's nowhere to park the plane. So
we missed our window.
We're just going to hang out here for a little bit and see what shakes loose. That one's pretty bad because you are there technically.
Yeah.
I would actually argue the worst delay is if you did check luggage. You're there, you've gotten to the place where you have to get your bags, and they explain that there's like a crazy delay because they can't even get the luggage over.
Then, you're like, oh my God, I've got my finger on the Uber button.
Right.
Ready to pick us up.
I'm just hovering over the button. I'm hovering.
The price is changing.
I just want to see one bag drop, and I'll go ahead and call this thing. That one's one of the ones. So many bad ones.
So imagine your level of irritation when you're in a delay like that. And then imagine in that irritation, you hear this.
Line where the sky needs to see. It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes.
So a woman has allowed her child to get up, take over that little intercom on the plane, and start singing Moana just to cheer everybody up. Or does she? So this is what you're hearing.
Line where the sky needs to see. It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes.
Now, that whole family should be put on the do not fly list. All of them. I mean, I'm serious. That's terrible.
I know. And then listen to the newscasters can't even find a positive spin on this.
No.
Aww.
Full song.
Aww.
Full song. Yep, full song. That's what we're all thinking.
I think the guy before that also says no.
No.
Aww.
Full song.
Aww.
Well, how sweet.
Very sweet.
See, that's the problem.
They're trying.
The news has to be all like uppity and nice and whatnot.
Well, and they need a fluff story every once in a while, right? Because everything's so negative all the time.
They're trying
to make this one and keep it positive.
How sweet.
Very sweet.
Yeah. Well, so the video is posted to TikTok with the caption, when your Delta flight is delayed 2 hours and you circle Orlando for another two, but then a little girl sings Moana and on the crew mic and suddenly everything feels okay.
Yeah, right. Everything feels okay. This is me jumping out of the plane. That sounds...
I could be the perfect daughter.
And by the way...
But I come back to the water. No matter how hard I try.
I mean...
Now, many people have joined in with disgust, saying, quote, this is actually my worst nightmare and my own personal hell.
Yep. Well said.
Someone else said, maybe I won't get that real ID after all, or quote, quote, I'd rather be inside Ocean Gate.
Stop.
Damn.
Whoa, the club, the submarine that exploded?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure that'll be good for her self-esteem, but it's no knock on her. That's the parents' fault.
Oh, yes,
it is. I mean, the kid, and by the way, she's not like a bad singer. She's a little pitchy, but whatever. She's a fine singer.
Well, she's a child.
But Vanessa, as a child, defend this child. I mean, this sort of behavior, I think, is on the parent. And I think this is a federal violation, is pick up the... She didn't get permission for the flight attendant to do that.
I think that the mom or whoever was like, the kid was like, I want to cheer everyone up with Moana. And the parent was like, that'd be so nice, honey. Let me ask the flight attendant. The flight attendant's like, whatever. I don't care. Here, take the mic. I don't think you can just get on there and start talking.
Once again, I'll say it again. Everyone's got the call button above their seat. Turn it right into a plane vote. Hey, we got a little girl here that wants to sing Moana. Let's just go ahead and put this to a plane vote. I promise you, there'd be two votes yes, her and her mom. And everyone else would go, that'd be no
one. No, thank you. All right, there are two types of people in the world, ones who love Waymos and ones who hate them. And it seems all of Santa Monica residents are anti-Waymo, and they have had enough because the Waymo charging lot is located in Santa Monica, and I guess when they recharge the Waymos, they make this really loud, high-pitched squealing noise, and it's really making the residents pissed off, and they're trying everything. They've tried calling the city, they've tried talking to Waymo, and it seems that they're not getting anywhere with this, so now they have taken to the streets, and they're using their one defense, which is themselves. They are now blocking the Waymos from entering the company-funded parking lot so that they can't get in there and make the noises. They're using cones, they're using cars, and they're creating people blockades. Because if you know one thing about Waymos, it's that if there's anything in their way,
can't move.
They will not move. Yeah. So they're
so
like
a cutout of yourself.
Yeah, you could literally just put a cutout there. You could put anything in the roadway, and the Waymo will not enter the lot.
Oh, take your cutout and put it there, yeah, Allie.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, there it is, right behind Allie's shoulders right now. Allie's a beautiful shot from her in the turkey trot, making that weird face that's offensive to all people.
And your picture's back there, too,
yeah,
Klein.
We
could use both
not
of our cutouts.
That's right. Thank you, Jake.
All right. And then the Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals happened last night, also known as the annual I Feel Dumbathon for all of us. And between the finalists, the average glasses thickness was about 3.5 inches. The winner was Faizan Zaki. Klein, can you spell this kid's name?
No. No, I cannot.
He's a seventh grader from Dallas in the final round. All three finalists got all three words wrong, so they had to do yet another round, and then he was the only kid who got his right. Here was the moment that the Scripps National Spelling Bee winner won, and here was his word.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S. S-E-M-E-N-T.
That is correct.
Oh, they didn't have to shoot him.
Wow, right in the face. Wow.
You win. The guy even did like a that is correct.
Yeah, he gave him a little shout out right there, Chris Farley. It sounds, when he's spelling the word right there, that's like how I sound when I'm about the climax.
I know. He was like, I know you got, he knew he got through it. And so the kid, the local finalist, Oliver Halkett, was, he was the hope of everybody in Southern California. He would have been the first Southern California or LA County winner, a seventh grader from Merman School in Bel Air. And he was a finalist, but he placed seventh.
Oh, you know what? I think he's actually on our phone right now.
Oh.
He is the, unless there's this one of Vanessa's friends.
Oh, yeah, I
friends.
Think we were going to try and check.
I don't know if that's one of Vanessa's friends calling. It says seventh grader on the face. Vanessa, is that for us or for you?
It's for you.
Okay, great.
Stop with this bit. I'm about to get mad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.